This is David Jeffrey, I'm recording in 1994 from Dallas, Texas. This is Lauren and Nathan playing this memory game out of the Pog pieces. You might be able to hear them say something.
You knew that that wasn't the one that I already picked up. You liar.
You can see the friendly tones in the atmosphere.
I'll trade you anything for those bees. You know I love those bees. Why do you like these bees?
There's two for my
favorite. Lauren.
This is 1994, yes. Signing off.
Tell us something that you want us to remember in 10 years.
I'm a nasal tone.
Lauren's a little shy. Okay.
What would I want to tell or remember in 10 years?
I'm 11 years old.
I just got my porcelain Pumbaa.
And you'll probably have forgotten what Pumbaa is in 20 years.
No, because I'm going to get the whole collection.
Really?
It's going to be worth a lot of money because it's Disney.
I'm 11 years old. I'm just about 4 inches off of the plane riding the go-karts at Putt-Putt. And I just got Super Nintendo. Mortal Kombat 2 just came out, but my parents won't let me get it. I'll work on them until I'm 13. When I'm 13, I'll probably be able to get it.
So what's your favorite, what's the number of your favorite song?
You'll be smart enough not to like it.
What's the number of your favorite song in that city?
Who? There it is.
What number?
One.
Okay. This is going to be a recording of Nathan's favorite music at 11 years old. He got this for his 11th birthday.
Party people! Again, check it to wreck it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoa, there it is. Hey.
No one really understands this song, but we think maybe it will make more sense at twice the speed. About all of you, but that didn't make any more sense to me at double speed either. So, this is David Jeffrey signing off.
To make a game, you actually drew out the board, cut it out, and hand drew all the parts and pieces and everything. That'd be a great project.
You'd have to get that made professionally, though, for a good win.
No, absolutely not. They don't want a professionally made one. They want you to make it. If you wanted to use the color computer, though, to draw your squares and have the computer printed out, you could cut those out and use it.
I don't think that's my project anyway. Well, that's enough for the test.
And creationism. Used to be a high school science teacher. Now he says, bunk. We disagree. Next time, Claire. He was wasted by illness, unfaithful to his wife, and dominated by his mother. These days, great men are allowed to have those kinds of flaws. But he lived in a time when public figures were still